Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make you new? And this child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? See, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will eat, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy was born of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great
Mary treasured all these things, all these words, all these experiences, and pondered them in her heart. The words from the song tonight echo to us. The words from the song this evening echo to us. The mystery and the wonder and the glory. The wonderful miracle of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered would soon deliver you. It must have been an amazing sight to have heard the proclamation of the angel, to have heard the proclamation and the promise that the angel gave her, that she would conceive and bear a son, and he will be named Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. It must have been an amazing miracle to be such a young girl, a virgin, and yet to conceive by a miracle not just a son, but the Son of God. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. The power of the Most High will come upon you, she was told. And the baby that is to be born within you will be holy. He will be the Son of God. What an amazing proclamation Mary received. What an amazing calling she received. She could very easily, just very simply have said, "No, I don't want this responsibility. Choose someone else. I don't want to do this. Choose someone else. This is too tough for me, God. Choose someone else." But she didn't. This young woman, this virgin girl, really a child in our estimation, said, "Let it be unto me according to your word." She said, "Yes." And it happened. A miracle occurred. And she did conceive. She conceived not just a son, but the Son of God. Mary, did you know? I'm convinced that while she had heard the word of the angel, and while she had heard it and believed it and accepted it, there was a part of her that resisted it. We can see that indeed. During Jesus' own ministry, she was one of those who stood outside and wanted to lay hands on him for fear that he had gone insane. She resisted it. And yet in faith, she said, "Let it be according to your word." Mary, did you know? The words continue. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. There in that manger, in Bethlehem of Judea 2,000 plus years ago, a little Jewish girl, just barely capable of conceiving, gave birth to a baby, the Son of God. And as she sat there in that stable and held her baby, and as shepherds, smelly shepherds, came out of the fields to see this baby, it says here in Luke, she pondered these things in her heart. Mary, did you know? That last phrase of the verse sticks out at me. When you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. That's whom we celebrate today. We celebrate the birth of our God, Jesus Christ our Lord, the Son of God, the Word made flesh dwelling among us, the Word through whom God created the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and all that lives and is within it. The Word of God made flesh in Jesus of Nazareth. The Word of God made flesh in a little baby. All of creation in that little baby. And when Mary kissed his face, when Mary kissed his face, she kissed the face of God. What a responsibility. And what a gift of grace to be willing to say yes and to let God use you in this miraculous way. Let's finish the song. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy was Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. He is indeed God. He is also the new king, the coming king, the Messiah. And he is also the sacrifice that we need for our salvation. On this Christmas day, we celebrate the birth of our God and King, our Lord and Savior, the Messiah. A little baby who has come to set us free. We celebrate and worship Jesus today. And in this celebration, we join with Mary in pondering in our hearts the blessing of a beautiful little baby, the blessing of life that comes in a beautiful baby, the blessing of eternal life that we have in this particular baby boy, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. That's what this season is about, my friends. It's not about presents and gifts. I'd love presents and gifts. It's not even about family, although it is to an extent. It's about this miracle. The miracle of God coming to be with us. The miracle of God incarnate in human flesh. The miracle of the Word made flesh and dwelling among us, walking the dusty streets, teaching us how much God loves us by preaching to us, by proclaiming to us in word and in deed, and then stretching out his arms on the hardwood of the cross and dying for us. This season is about Jesus. Easter, Lent and Easter will be about us, our need for a Savior to die in our place, to die for our sins as a sacrifice. But today, we recognize and celebrate the coming of God to be with us. These words that were sung so beautifully today. Oh, Mary, did you know? Did you know these things? No, she didn't. She had heard the promise. She knew who the Messiah was to be to some extent. Although, like most of the Jews, I am convinced she probably misunderstood it. She knew that this was a miraculous event. But did she know all of these glorious details? No. But by faith, she said yes. By faith, she received the touch of the Almighty. By faith, the Almighty overshadowed her, and the Holy Spirit conceived within her the very Word of God. And by faith, she gave birth to our Savior. My sisters and brothers in Christ, Mary didn't know, but we do. We have the glorious joy and the wonderful honor of knowing who it is we receive. We have the wonderful joy of knowing who this is that we receive today by faith again. Mary, did you know? No, she didn't. She simply acted in faith, accepting the promise, and moving out into the darkness, she brought forth light by her faith and by the power of God. We know. We are blessed with Scripture. We're blessed with experience. We're blessed with the history of the church to know that we receive by faith the very presence of the Almighty into our lives. Christmas for Christians is about that. It's about the coming of God to be our Savior. It's about the coming of God to be with us. It's about the coming of God to transform us. It's about the coming of God to die for us. One of the phrases that should be here is, did you know that this little baby, it's contained in essence, but did you know that this little baby would die for you? Do you know? Do you know? Ask yourself that question this Christmas season, tonight and tomorrow. Ask yourself the question, do I know that this baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? Ask yourself this question. And if you have trouble answering it, if you have trouble answering the question, who is this baby boy whom we celebrate? Then, my friends, you need to receive Jesus. That's why he's come. That's why you're here. Give thanks and praise to God today in this Christmas season and all the year through, that we have the miraculous and wonderful joy and privilege of receiving and knowing this baby boy in a way that his own mother could never have known him. Give thanks and praise to God and receive him anew into your hearts today by faith. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.